Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
One of the great things to do in the off season is to have the advantage of hindsight and to go back and look at some of the great plays and events that happened in football history. Well, how about some of the greatest offenses ever in National Football League? We're going to talk about some of those coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And in our mission today, in this era of high-scoring offenses in football, we wanted to go back in history and find out some of the highest-scoring offenses, most potent players and teams that could score points and put to make those scoreboard numbers just climb all the further in the National Football League of all time. Well, we have some great choices, and we've consulted some of the greatest websites and articles and details to find out who was the greatest scoring offense of all time. And it may surprise you in the end who some of these great ones are. First of all, let's start off. In the 1990 season, the Buffalo Bills. Well, Jim Kelly led the 1990 Buffalo Bills as they ended up scoring 26.8 points per game, 329.8 yards of total offense a game, and they were just a tremendous one that came in there and just started off a four-year run of Super Bowl appearances. Never got to win that big one and take home the Lombardi, but they were a very potent offense. All the same, you know, they had that K-gun offense where they really made the no-huddle offense really fashionable and really started the no-huddle offense in modern football. They could run the no-huddle offense because they were just so talented and had some really smart players on the roster. You know, guys like Thurman Thomas, James Lofton, you know, Jim Kelly and the gang, they just did a great job to complement their great defense. But what a tremendous offense the 1990 Buffalo Bills had. So they're under consideration. But how about some more recent teams? How about the 2018 Los Angeles Rams? You know, the Rams, well, they placed Patrick Holmes in the Chiefs when they played them in 2018. And the Rams, it's Sean McVay as their coach, and he was brilliant as he came in and had the offense scoring 32.9 points per game. Jared Goff was a quarterback and played with some brilliant players like Cooper Kupp and running back Todd Gurley, you know, just handling the ball, toting a rock. And what a tremendous offense, you know, that, like we said, 32.9 points per game, and that's good for 12th best of all time in NFL history. Speaking of the Rams, you know we could not go any further in this discussion without talking about the greatest show on turf, the 1999 Rams, one of the most potent offenses ever in the NFL. The 99 St. Louis Rams averaged 400.8 total yards per game, 32.9 points per game, of course, led by upstart quarterback Kurt Warner and head coach Dick Vermeil. They went on and won the Super Bowl 34 against the Tennessee Titans in a game that came right down to the wire on that last play, right down to the last half yard, in fact. And we've talked about it, that in other episodes on Pigskin Dispatch, and a lot of the credit goes to Marshall Faulk, the Hall of Fame running back. He had over 1,000 receiving yards and 1,381 yards on the ground, 5.5 yards per tote of the rock. And Faulk caught 87 passes for 1,048 yards. Isaac Bruce, he hauled in 77 passes for 1,165 yards. And Torrey Holtz snagged another 52 receptions for 788. As Ahir Hakim, Ricky Prail, and a slew of other talented weapons helped on the attack of the Rams. Greatest show on turf. Definitely one of our considerations for one of the best teams ever. The 2016 Atlanta Falcons is another modern team. You're talking about high-powered offenses. Well, how about the team of the 2016 season? 33.8 points per game, 415.8 yards per game, and old Matty Ice, Matt Ryan, quarterbacking that team to 38 touchdowns and throwing for 4,944 yards. Devontae Freeman and Kevin Coleman at the running back slots, and Mohamed Sanu, Julio Jones helped provide the dangerous offense down the field, stretching it at the wide receiver position. Just made defenses very cringeworthy to deal with all those great weapons that they had. The Falcons team in 2016 was one of the most potent offenses ever to play the game in the NFL. Now let's take a trip in the Wayback Machine. How about the 1983 Washington Redskins? Yeah, that team from Washington, D.C., the Redskins, as they had been called back then, averaged 33.8 points per game, 383.7 yards per game, as they were just a great team. They ended up a little bit short of their goal. They lost to the Oakland Raiders in Super Bowl 18 by the score of 38-9. But during the season, they had some really flashy offensive weapons going on with Joe Theismann at the quarterback position, 3,714 yards, 29 touchdowns, and you just know that John Riggins, the diesel, pounded out 3.6 yards per carry during this period. Just did a great job. 24 rushing touchdowns himself. Really helped that 33.8 points per game average. 2011 Saints. Well, who can forget Drew Brees and those great Saints teams of that era? Clicking at 34.2 points per game, an average of 467.1 yards per game. What a tremendous job they did. You know, Brees was one of the most accurate passers in NFL history. In 2011, he had a fantastic year with 46 touchdown passes that season, 5,400 passing yards, and 76 touchdowns total for that great offense. Now, the surprisingly, they didn't have a 1,000-yard rusher, but they really didn't need it because they had a stout roster. Backs Mark Ingram, Pierre Thomas, Darren Sproles, and even Chris Ivory got in from time to time. Just some great running back room there. And they had to run the ball 75 times and caught a ton of passes from the backfield. And they had a stalwart stable of receivers, Marquez Colston and Jimmy Graham catching the balls from the wide receiver and tight end positions. And just a great team, those 2011 Saints. Well, that takes us to the 1998 Minnesota Vikings, and how about an offense that just scored with a great mix of players, young and old, those 98 Vikings, one of those great teams. Their points per game, 34.8 and 391.5 yards per game of total offense. They had some great early players on their roster, some young players. Randy Moss, who's just being fed ball by the quarterback, Randall Cunningham, of course, and Chris Carter, the old veteran wily receiver, was still there. Now, he had over 1,000 yard receiving and even six straight seasons for him. And we talked about a 1,000 yard mark, and you know, the teams were just fantastic. Now, Moss had a 1,000 yard season as he caught 17 touchdowns passes to boot. And you know, just a great team too. They couldn't win it all that year, but a great 98 Minnesota Vikings team will forever be remembered all the same. Another more modern team, how about the Green Bay Packers of 2011? Another tremendous team with Aaron Rodgers. He was on fire that season as the team scored a record 560 points, which is fourth highest ever in league history at the time. And their 405.1 yards per game of total offense and 35 points per game were almost 35 points per game were one of the best ever. Rodgers had 4,643 yards passing, a career high 45 touchdowns, only six interceptions going on that mark, and just a great season led by his receivers of Jordy Nelson and others in the great Green Bay offense, the 2011 Packers. We'll cover some more of the great offenses of the NFL's history in just a moment after this word.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear.
You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.
Hey, and thanks for hanging in there. We're back to talk about some more great offenses in NFL history. And who could talk about great offenses without at least talking about one Peyton Manning-led team? How about the 2013 Denver Broncos? 457.3 whopping yards per game, 37.9 points scored per game, and those Broncos came up just a little bit short of the Lombardi Trophy. That year, the Seahawks had a really good team and just blasted them with a 43-8 final in that exciting Super Bowl they played in, but the Broncos scored a staggering 606 points during the regular season. It was just that bad mishap, that bad snap at the beginning of the Super Bowl that Seattle Seahawks just took really good advantage of. Now, the offense of 2013 for the Broncos, led by Peyton Manning with his excellent season, you know, you had receivers like Eric Decker, who caught 1,200 yards receiving, Demaryius Thomas, Wes Welker, Julius Thomas, and had more than 10 touchdowns in that season. And Manning laid waste by just blowing past the winning the MVP honors that year. He had a great year with the 2013 Denver Broncos. Now, another team that we know very well, the 2018 Chiefs. Remember, we talked about the 2018 Rams earlier and that great matchup they had with the Chiefs on Monday Night Football, and just an excellent game. Well, the Chiefs ended up having 425.6 yards per game in 2018. We're averaging 35.3 points per game. Hard to lose too many games when you're doing that. And that's probably why they went as far as they did that season. Patrick Mahomes was establishing himself as a force in the league to be reckoned with, tossing for 5,050 yards, 50 touchdowns that same season. And a second-year quarterback was the most valuable player of the NFL, and very deservedly. So far, their offense, who scored 565 points, that was third most in NFL history. Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, well, they were the favorite targets of the franchise quarterback Mahomes. And the next team, what may not seem to fit the bill in this context of this discussion, as they're a little bit older team, but indeed they do, the 1950 Los Angeles Rams. Yeah, 1950 Rams still have the record for scoring average with 38.8 points per game. Remember, this is in the 1950s, with the age when they didn't throw the ball very much in the air. And they didn't have a whole lot of games either, but they scored 456 points in those 12 games they played that season. That's 13% of the entire NFL's scoring that season just from one team. Now put that in perspective for a second. 13% of all scoring in the National Football League in 1950 was done by one team. Those 1950 Rams, you know, just had a great quarterback. Matter of fact, they had two great Hall of Fame quarterbacks, Bob Waterfield, and they also had on the roster Norm Van Brocklin, the Dutchman, also Crazy Legs Hirsch, Tom Spears receiving, and just some tremendous complementary players like the running of Vitamin Smith. These men and the foresight of the coaching staff that make this the top scoring offense of all time in an era where running the ball between tackles ranks supreme. So out of all those great offenses, hard to believe one from 72 years ago is the greatest scoring team of all time. But indeed, it is the 1950 LA Rams, if you put it into perspective, scoring per game, 38.8 points is very hard to beat in any era when you're playing NFL football. So we hope you enjoyed this little talk that we had today on these great scoring offenses of all time. We have a nice chart laid out on pigskindispatch.com with the accompanying article. So just click in the show notes and you take your right there to the transcript and you'll see the chart we have there. We talk about football history each and every day. We hope that you'll join us tomorrow for some more great, exciting things that we're going to be talking in football history. We're going to talk a little bit about the Baltimore Colts, the original Baltimore Colts from the All-American Football Conference, in our ongoing series on that great league. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.